It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Jerry Sandusky will likely spend the rest of his life in prison. After just 2 days of deliberations, a jury found the former Penn State assistant coach guilty of sexually abusing 10 boys. He'll be sentenced in 90 days, but right now, the community where he lived and worked is trying to recover from the damage he caused. NPR's Jeff Brady joins us from State College, Pennsylvania. And Jeff, what are people saying about that verdict there today?
You know, the folks I've talked with around here are just relieved that this whole thing is over. Many people here thought all along that Jerry Sandusky was guilty. I talked with one man on the steps of the courthouse last night, Andrew Cox. He came just to hear the verdict, and you can tell he was pleased with the jury's decision.
I have little to no sympathy. What he did was just monstrous.
Some reaction from State College, Pennsylvania today. And, of course, people were on the steps of the courthouse last night cheering once that verdict was announced. Jeff, what about Jerry Sandusky? Where is he?
He's in the Center County Jail right now, and he'll be there for the next 90 days or so. His attorney tried to keep him out on bail through sentencing, but the judge refused to do that. And now, after sentencing, that's supposed to take place in about 90 days, then Sandusky will likely be moved to a state prison. We won't know exactly how long he'll be in prison until the sentencing, but his own attorney, Joe Amendola, says Sandusky likely will be in prison for the rest of his life.
Now, the trial is over, but not all the legal issues are resolved, right?
Right. There could be more charges. Pennsylvania Attorney General Linda Kelly left open that possibility during her press conference last night. She said the investigation is continuing, and we already know other victims who were not included in this case have come forward, including Jerry Sandusky's adopted son, Matt Sandusky. He's 33 years old now, and he says he also was a victim. On top of that, there are going to be lawsuits from some of the victims against Sandusky and Penn State. The university yesterday announced a new program designed to resolve some of those claims from Sandusky's victims. Penn State President Rodney Erickson said the purpose of this new program is to handle those claims, quote, privately, expeditiously, and fairly. So we may not hear much about the size of the settlements, assuming they stay out of court.
Jeff, what about the former graduate assistant coach, Mike McQueary? He was the one who first reported witnessing Sandusky sexually assaulting a boy about a decade ago. What does the future hold for him? I mean, will he coach? Is he expected to stay in State College?
You know, he said during this trial, all I want to do is to be a coach and to be a coach for Penn State. So I know there's been a lot of criticism of Mike McQueary during this entire scandal. I think that he hopes that coming forward and being such a key witness in this case maybe will help rehabilitate his image a little bit. I'm not sure he'll ever be a coach for Penn State again, but that's certainly what he wants to be.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady in State College, Pennsylvania, covering the Jerry Sandusky trial. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.